This is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show. Hold my calls. I can't speak to anyone. I'm about to have some talcum time with a chap called Steve. Steve, are you there?
Hi, Craig.
Right, Steve. It says you're, in your email, you say you're a Welsh guy, but you currently live in the Midlands.
That's right, yes.
Why have you relocated from beautiful Wales to beautiful Midlands?
Well, I kind of left Wales quite a few years ago, moved around London, etc., but I'm now in the Midlands. But, yeah, I read your tweet last week and decided to send in three tunes for you to have a think about. But
you say you're ancient. You're 57. And you actually used to go to places like Wigan Casino.
I did indeed. I was went to Casino Club about 74, 75.
What was it like back then, man?
Pretty special. All the kind of coverage that it's had in recent years and documentaries and so forth.
Mm.
It was a very special place even back then, and I got some great memories, I have to say.
You used to do the dances and stuff?
I did indeed. I wasn't the world's best dancer. I'm still not the world's best dancer. I certainly didn't do the kind of acrobatics that I did then. I certainly can do them now. But yes, it was great. It was great times. I also went to... I migrated there in sort of 76, 77 to the Highland Room, Blackpool Mecca up the road.
The Blackpool Mecca.
Indeed. And we kind of left the kind of Northern Soul scene a bit behind then and kind of embraced what was happening from the clubs in America, in New York, and
well, you went all disco.
Indeed, yes, indeed. It wasn't called necessarily disco then, but there was some pretty sort of, you know, 8, 9, 10 minute, 12-inch tracks that we danced to, and yeah, pretty good.
I mean, because we've got Northern Soul tracks of about 2 minutes, 2 minutes 22. That kind of seems to be the ideal. But then,
yeah.
So you can dance for 2 minutes 22, giving it your all. When you're on the floor, giving it, going bananas for a 10 minute track, isn't that a bit tiring, mate?
It was a bit less frenetic than what you described there, Craig. at the time, it wasn't as frenetic as what was going on at Wigan, but it was a very cool scene indeed, I must admit. And it was surprising the amount of people who actually came up from London to Blackpool on a Saturday night, and indeed Wigan to sort of share in that scene. In that scene, and it was all very special. Special times indeed.
Let's go through your top three Northern Soul tunes. You've gone for Festival Time, San Remo, Golden Strings.
Absolutely. Well, that's probably the one that had relative commercial success. I think it kind of snuck into the top 40 at some point. It was released in 65, I think, and then released widely on Tablo Motown in 67. And it was that version, I think, that most people have kind of heard and became familiar with.
And then you've gone for You Don't Know Where Your Interest Lies from Donna Valerie.
That's right, indeed.
Tune.
Not a classically soulful voice by Donna Valerie, but again, this record, driving rhythm and, you know, perfect kind of Northern Soul song structure, packed dance floors as soon as the intro kind of struck up. And again, that was released 10 years prior to when I and my contemporaries were listening to it, because as with most things with Northern Soul, they were kind of 10 years later they became popular within the Northern Soul scene. They were not contemporary of the mid-70s necessarily.
Mm.
They were kind of resurrected 10 years later and became popular dance tunes within that kind of culture.
And for your first tune, you could have had Frank Wilson. You could have had Al Wilson, but you've gone for Jackie Wilson and the Who Who song.
I've gone for Jackie Wilson. Absolute magic. As I must have listened to this about a million times over the years, and it still, Craig, sends shivers down my spine.
Steve, good to talk to you. This is your Talcum Time.
Radio 6 Music.